Witness Radio, uniting local voices in land and environmental justice struggle.
Amanya Zerugano Sorobati, Tuliba Sanifu, Ronaku Walero, Pebaza, Witness Radio, Rokuanti Ze, Wanseno Jetu Jetuangarida, Jetusanga, Evisuavi in Jawuru, Nainetia, Okuanti no younger local is the rules of your faith. I think a sweet Walero Roka, Kuanga Vadi Janta Kera, Getula. Yekula programu zezenja ulo, kwanza baulira, amaulira genja ulo, na sawo lokubanga bayambiwa mungeri ezitalizimu. Okusingira dala kuyo butonde bwensi. Butonde bwensi na utabantu kuchuse chuse mbere yo budde chuse olwensonga yemiti okubantu no kisaliddwa amakampuni zigasimbye we bintu ebyenja ulo, ekalangala basimbye ye binazi, ewala basimbye yo payini basimbye yo biki. Nenga wasanya yobuchi utonde bwanso bafuwe twasangibwa nabo.
Witness Radio.
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 Good morning and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn right here on Witness Radio.
Good morning, Uganda. Good morning, Africa. And thank you for staying tuned to Witness Radio, connecting local and indigenous communities. This is The Dawn, and we are always here to kickstart your day every Monday to Friday, 5 to 6 a.m. East African time. Kindly follow us on all our social media platforms like X, formerly Twitter, at Witness Radio, on Instagram at Witness Radio, and Facebook at Witness Radio Uganda. You can tune in live on our website at www.witnessradio.org, and in case you'd like to chat with us, please do so through our WhatsApp, which is +256 745 965 765, or you can call us directly on +256 414 697 221. Coming up is Going Home to Africa by PJ Paz and Good Life. When we come back, we shall be looking at a special segment on the presidential directives concerning bibanja holders in Uganda. My name is Eunice. Once again, good morning.
PJ Powers, Radio and Weasel, close all doors, love will open a window. PJ Powers, Radio and Weasel, close all doors, love will open a window.
The sun wrap her arms round this great land. Sounds of children and laughter fill the air. In my heart I know there's nothing to compare. And I'm singing,
Ella, 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 Ella.
Feel the love in Africa.
This is the land where love was born from.
to Africa. One love we are preaching, we got no strangers in Africa. All of the pastures so green, all of the people so real. What do you feel, how I feel? Let's go to Africa.
I'm going home to Africa.
Let's go to Africa.
Do you want to learn essential agriculture practices and benefit from your land? Look no further. Tune in to Witness Radio for expert knowledge and guidance.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
Welcome back from that brief commercial break. You are still tuned in to Witness Radio, connecting local and indigenous communities across the globe. The Dawn is the program you're listening to, where we delve into the latest pressing issues that shape our communities and livelihoods. However, you can listen to us online at www.witnessradio.org. In today's program, we bring you a segment on the recurring presidential directives concerning Bibanja holders in Uganda. During his key speeches, including Tuesday of this week, while at Kololo Independence Grounds during the presidential nominations and several other instances. So, today we try to examine what the president said, what he ordered, and what this might mean for land rights and evictions. First and foremost, who are the Bibanja holders? Well, Bibanja holders are customary tenants, also known as lawful occupants or bona fide occupants, who hold an equitable interest in Milo land under Uganda's land tenure system, primarily in the Buganda region. They have the right to occupy, use, and develop the land, often after the colonial era Busuulu and Evujjo law of 1928, but they do not own the land's registered title. This creates a dual ownership system where the Milo landowner holds the title while the Bibanja holder possesses user and occupancy rights. Bibanja holders have long struggled with insecurity of tenure and threats of eviction. However, in recent speeches, President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni has issued directives in their favor or to protect them. We now walk through his statements and highlights to drive public awareness. In his independence address last year to the nation, President Museveni reaffirmed that no lawful Bibanja holder should be evicted without due processes and without regard to constitutional protections. He reminded the citizens of the Constitution's provisions and past directives that have sought to shelter Bibanja holders from illegal or arbitrary removal from land they occupy. He referred to Article 99, 1, 2, and 3 of the Constitution, under which the President has power to issue presidential directives to uphold citizens' constitutional rights, including land tenure security. He also invoked Article 237(8) regarding security of untitled land users and customary tenure. This baseline, he said, underpins the authority of his orders to stop evictions and prevent exploitation. Such constitutional ground gives way to his messages, though critics note that implementation still remains inconsistent. He further pledged to instruct security and local officials to intervene when threats of evictions arise and to ensure that any disputes involving Bibanja holders are handled fairly and lawfully. Many in the audience, especially in rural and Milo land areas, welcome this reaffirmation as a political red line. No more silent evictions in the dark of the night.
Ensonga yetaka faba NRM twajikoro kodda musiye numuteke rufuge taka ryajya ruvanyuma twalemerawo ne tugamba nti owekibanja tanagobebwa ate obusuru buluna okubeera kwekikomo kati abo bona bye bakola bimenya amateeka awo wenenyeza baradc zibange tebandikiriza ekyokubeerawo kubanga ebiragiro tibikiriza omuntu yenna kugoba owekibanja oba okumutemako ekibanja kyo olusalo olutwaluwangula dda mu biragiro soma ebiragiro bamwita kaya osome ebiragiro byettaka olabe owettaka takirizibwa kugoba owekibanja babikola mu bumenyi bw'amateeka and because kati kyemukola kubanga abo abasirikire ebyambiyoni ebyo buwekenenya ogenda kusanga bano bemwaleeta abalala abali ku byabwe ate ne bwe twali tulwana mu byettaka baali batuwakanya baali tebaagala kulwana kuw'ekibanja fe tulemera kuw'ekibanja soma ekiragiro kyettaka nga bwekiri tekikiriza tokirizibwa kugoba owekibanja tokirizibwa kumutemako ekitundu kyekibanja kye ate obusuulu buliku ekikomo ate gavumenti minister of lands yabukiriza si bwamaanyi abamataka bemulugunya olwo ne bagamba nti siringi olukumi lwoka olwaliwo mubudde obwo nti tirulina makulu ne mbagamba nti tinemulaba abaserikale bankubira saluti saluti eriko sente meka obusuulu obwo saluti yokka nti sebe nkutegedde olusalo olwo twalwana ne tulwangula banambooze baali babalimba wano nti bebagamba nti ettaka lya buganda ettaka lya buganda lyabasenze siri abamayiro bokka so the issue is implementation not the law because we handled it.
This is Witness Radio.
The internet-based radio connects missing dots, documenting silent voices to promote independent, investigative and self-sustaining journalism that protects human rights.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
You're listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio.
Welcome back from that brief commercial break. You are still tuned in to Witness Radio, connecting local and indigenous communities across the globe. However, you can listen to us online at www.witnessradio.org or by simply visiting the Google Play Store and downloading the Witness Radio app. We are still shedding light on presidential directives on Bibanja holders. Landlords who are charging excessive nominal rent, known as busulu, that is above the rates agreed by district land boards, were directed to return the excess amounts to Bibanja holders or face arrest and prosecution. The president also insisted that illegal evictions must cease immediately and that those under threats of eviction be documented by district authorities. He reaffirmed that landlords have no general right to evict Bibanja holders, especially those who occupied the land before 1983, a principle upheld in prior legal frameworks and past presidential directives. Officials who collude with eviction efforts would be held accountable.
We said landlord has no power to evict a Bibanja person.
Muteke eryo twagamba teri ayina ttaka ayina buyinza okugobowa ekibanja etteeka ly'ettaka bwe ligamba.
The one who was on that kibanja by 1983.
Okusooka omuntu yali ku kibanja ekyo kakwakuliza akasooka ng'aliko ku kibanja ekyo okuva mu mwaka gwa 1993
That means either his parents were there.
Ekyo kitegeeza nti bayinza okuba nga bazadde be baali ku ttaka ekyo ba ku kibanja ekyo mu 1983
The one you bought from.
Oba gwe wagulako ng'ekibanja ekyo kyali kikye mu 1983.
So that's not possible.
At present, alaba nti nno eri ddagala lyanogebwa.
Now, the only thing was to give some busuru nominal rent.
Kakati akantu akateekebwamu kaali kakubeera nti abantu abali ku bibanja basasula obusuulu akasente akatono ako akayogerwako
obusuulu nominal obw'okulaga ekitiibwa nominal
kati obusuulu tebulina nnyo njawulo ne saluti gy'olabe wano omupoliisi gy'akubira pulezidenti kuba bw'akubye saluti ategeeza mukama wange gwe pulezidenti w'eggwanga kati obusuulu obwo bwateekebwawo kantu katono okukkiriza ga nti nno gundi gwe nannyini ttaka era tukukkiriza gwe nannyini ttaka
and that nominal busuulu was to be fixed by the district land board
era obusuulu obwo obwa buli district bwali buyina okuteekebwateekebwa ne buteekebwawo akakiiko ak'ebyettaka aka district
which is controlled by your councillors
ate akakiiko ako ak'ebyettaka abantu kwe katambulira lwe lukiiko olwa district lwe bayita district council ng'ate mu district council eyo mwe mwalonda bakansala abagenda mu district council eyo
the rent to be paid is 10,000 shillings per year That's what was decided by the Gomba local government.
Abe Gomba muulirize president abagamba. President abagambye nti olukiiko lwa district lwe lwatuula lwe Gomba mu buyinza obwaluweebwa lwasalawo nti obusuulu bwe Gomba ekibanja oba kyenkana ki bujja kubanga basiringi omutwalo gumu buli mwaka ezo olukiiko zezasalawo
and that rent is approved by the minister of lands
era olukiiko lwe lwamala okutuula ekiwandiiko ekyo baakiweereza ku minisitule y'ebyettaka ekiwandiiko ekyo kirimu siringi omutwalo gumu ogusasula obusuulu era minisitule y'ebyettaka yakiteekako omukono
I kept that power in my hands as president of Uganda.
Era amanyi agakwatagana n'ekyo gali mu buyinza bwa president.
Because I made sure that even the district has no power to independently determine the rent.
Era olw'okuba president yakimanya nti oluusi wayinza okubaawo district ezeekobaana okunyigiriza n'agamba nedda. Ne district nazo newankubadde zinaateekanga niyo obusuulu obwo tebujja kkakasibwanga okugyako
minister of lands approves
okugyako nga minister w'ebyettaka akkiriza nti yes abegomba kyemwateesa ekya siringi omutwalo gumu nkiteeseeko omukono ku lwa president
so the landlords who have been taking more money from the Rwanda people must pay it back.
Kati bwabaawo omuntu yenna ow'ettaka abadde ajja ku bantu sente ezisukka mu mutwalo
alina okuzikomyawo
ab'ebibanja alina ozikomyawo kuba oli atandika ozitwala paka leero baziddize abantu baabwe bananyinizo
And if they try to evict our people, we shall arrest them.
Ate ekyo bwe kinabanga weekiri ne bagezaako okubagoba ku ttaka omukono gwa gavumenti gujja kuvaayo okubakwata kuba ajja kubamenya mateeka.
So all this you are doing here, what you are complaining is something
your leader should explain to you about should not happen.
Ebintu byonna bye mwogerako ebyobusuulu, landlord takiriza busuulu, atujjako sente nyingi, asala mu bibanja byaffe, ensonga ezo zonna abakulembeze bammwe okuva ku byalo paka okutuukira ddala ku bakulembeze mwalonda balina okubannyonnyola ensonga ze kubanga etteeka balimanyi.
So kati mbasabye mwenna.
Good morning and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
He further asked that, in cases where landlords refuse to accept legally fixed rents, the rent payments be collected and held at the sub-county level under supervision, so that bibanja holders are not left at the mercy of reluctant landlords. He directed resident district commissioners, the RDCs, local government officials and security agencies to identify all pending eviction threats and to intervene on behalf of tenants. He also encouraged the government to revisit policy gaps, especially how to enforce these directives, and to bring them to parliamentary and caucus attention for institutional strengthening. However, enforcement is patchy. Local officials, customary landlords, security actors, and courts sometimes act in ways that contradict these presidential urgings. Reports from areas affected by land disputes show that evictions, sometimes violent, still occur under cover of delays, legal technicalities, or collusion.
I'm sure you've heard the news, but have you heard the voices behind the headlines? It's time to meet the people shaping our world. Every weekday morning, from Uganda and beyond, we bring you news that matters, insights you won't find anywhere else, and inspiring stories of everyday heroes driving sustainable change. Whether it's communities fighting for justice, innovators building a brighter future, or unsung champions making a real difference, The Dawn at Witness Radio is your daily destination for hope, action, and truth. Tune in Monday to Friday from 5 to 6 a.m. East African time and get ready to own the day with your daily dose of community spotlights and analysis that goes deeper. Don't just listen to the news, be part of it. Tune in now and join a movement for positive change. The Dawn at Witness Radio, your morning just got a whole lot brighter.
This is Witness Radio, connecting indigenous and local community voices across the globe.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
You have been a very good listener from where we started to now that we've come to the end of our show, The Dawn, only here at Witness Radio. But remember, we are here every Monday to Friday from 5 to 6 a.m. East African time. You can listen to us online at www.witnessradio.org or by simply visiting the Google Play Store and downloading the Witness Radio app. For any comments and interactions, do not hesitate to reach out to us on our WhatsApp at +256 745 965 765 or by directly calling us on +256 414 697 221. My name is Eunice. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio. Catch us live every Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Don't miss. See you next time.